This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
We're looking forward to getting outside today, be in front of our fans.
Patriots podcast live from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough.
It's good to have him. You know, we worked with him in the spring, and I think that he learned a lot there. This is the opportunity for players now to get in pads, to work some of the techniques full speed in a contact setting. And he's at a position where that'll be important.
Now, with your Patriots 2008 training camp updates, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
That's right. Andy Hart, Eric Scalavino, Gillette Stadium, Friday, July 25th, training camp day two. And as Bill said, outside under the hot skies of this beautiful New England area.
Feels longer than 2 days, doesn't it, already?
It does. But the fans were out. Most of the players were out.
Yeah.
The only new notable absentees, Richard Seymour, was not on the field. Chris Norwell was not on the field.
He actually did show up.
Oh, he showed up?
Yeah, it was Gene Merchkowski, though.
Oh, yeah, Gene Merchkowski.
Who did not.
And returning, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. That's only one
guy. That's only one player. That's
one player, a running back, number 42, was out there. And I am assuming later today will be announced that he's been removed from PUP since he was practicing. But an interesting, somewhat exciting practice. Full pads.
It was lively. It was a lively practice. A
lot of work on the running game early, then a turn towards the passing game with some variety of screens and some play action.
That was really interesting.
They did our favorite drill, where the pass rush drill, where the running back has to protect the quarterback from the on-rushing linebacker.
Ooh. Unfortunately, it was not running back's coach Ivan Fear's favorite drill of the day, because save for Heath Evans, who was dominant in the drill, I thought the running back stunk it up, particularly Kyle Eckel.
He had a tough day in that drill.
As they say, spoken to by Coach Fears on a number of occasions. And then when the entire drill wrapped up, Coach Fears sort of addressed the whole group. And I think he rightly felt that the running backs got the shorter end of the stick on that matchup with the linebackers.
They did.
I didn't think anybody from the linebackers necessarily stood out. The more that stood out was the running backs had a tough day.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think there was any guy that was, you know, Brewski was his usual self.
He stood out for different ways. Yeah, he had a nice spin move, and then he tried to do something creative, but Sammy Morris got under his pads and sort of jacked him straight up into the air. And everyone sort of cheered for that. But
these things really are huge.
Whoa, easy now.
Hey.
Anyway, a lot of work on the passing game later in the deal. A nice fake handoff, fake end around where Tom Brady kept the ball on his hip.
And ersatz end around, one might say.
Yes, that one wouldn't be Andy. But a nice fake in the nonetheless. And they look deep to Randy Moss, beating Mark Dillard, the safety.
Completely wide open.
And drop the ball.
Hit him right in his hands.
That's why if you read Patriots.com later today, you will see the Nair play of the day from Randy Moss.
I can't speak that language, buddy. But
still a well-executed play, though.
And as you probably know, based on that play, Tom Brady on the field. Throwing took normal reps.
Normal reps, we'd
say. The rest of the quarterbacks. Yep. They went through the regular rotation there. One of the more notable plays of the day, I thought, stood out in two-minute drill, late in practice, team 11-on-11 work. Tom Brady tried to throw a pass into the left side of the field. The ball was batted down by one Adalis Thomas. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure if he got all ball or may have gotten a little bit of Brady in the process.
Yeah, there were a lot of linemen mixed up in there. It was hard to
but
see.
But what he did do was get under the skin of one number 12, the franchise, because the franchise charged at him and gave him a headbutt, leading with his forehead, the crown of his helmet.
Not so friendly headbutt.
Not so friendly, and Thomas just kind of walked away and shook it off, as the proper course of action against the franchise.
Absolutely.
But I asked him about it after practice, and he said, yeah, I got under his skin a little bit, joke, and said, we're actually going to finish it off in the locker room. We're going to wrestle. And he said, we're going to wrestle to the end, and the loser has to retire. Joke, there'll be a press conference tomorrow, and we're all invited to see Brady announce his retirement. And he said, if we're both on the field tomorrow, it means that Bill stepped in. And,
so it sounds like no ill will, lasting ill will.
Perfect example of one of those training camp, one player gets under another player's skin, and then they laugh it off later. And for the record, Thomas in the locker room was planning on using Randy Macho Man Savage's top rope elbow as his finishing move
to finish off the quarterback.
Ooh, yeah. Good one. Anyway, big news of the day. On the field for the second straight workout, banging it in out there with the second group at inside linebacker.
Rookie
and then
Gerard Mayo.
Speaking with the media afterwards, and he talked very, I would say, seemingly prepared for his address of the media. Short answers and very much what you'd like a rookie to say.
Deferring to his veterans.
No question, deferring to the veterans, and understands where he's at this point. Was in mini camp and learning the system then, but has a long ways to go. And two of the guys he's leaned on, Randy Macho Man Thomas, the outside linebacker, and Teddy Bruschi.
You know, Bruschi and Dales have really helped me out a lot. You know, those guys, they played for a long time, and they're great guys, and they've really taken me under their wings.
And at this point, he's clearly, you know, as a rookie on this defense with this scheme, inside linebacker, got a long ways to go. And that's why I'm not totally surprised that he hasn't been repping in with the ones. It remains Teddy Bruschi, Tank Williams. So I don't think that necessarily says anything at this point, you know.
Yeah, it's still too early to make a judgment.
Right, he's
on
a
that.
Rookie transitioning into a tough defense, so it'll be interesting to see how that evolves. Some other positional notes out of camp, like yesterday, Wesley Britt taking reps at right tackle, mm-hmm. as the PUP guys remain the same, mm-hmm. aside from Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. There's now 11 guys on that list. But Billy Yates taking the reps at right guard, mm-hmm. while Russ Hochstein was taking a lot of reps at center,
yep.
with the backups or second unit, whatever you would prefer to call them at mm-hmm. this point in camp. I thought that was interesting.
Hi, Russ.
Good to see you again.
Showing the versatility out there. Well done. Yep. You know, if you can play center and guard, they might let you be director.
That's a good point.
Worked on some kick returns.
Why can't I be the director?
Well, just be patient,
you
Russ.
You've got to continue to show your versatility. Chad Jackson and Sammy Morris, which is an interesting lineup, I think, were the top return men in a return drill. And Matthew Slater was with another group. C.J. Jones.
Terrence Wheatley got some reps. He actually took one to the house.
Yeah, a lot of those end at the house, and the crowd gets very excited when they see the returner break free of the mess in the middle of the field. But I would say a good second day workout.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's an interesting one because you had two practices on Thursday to open camp. They had actually practiced prior to that a little bit. So you're starting to put days together of banging, physicality. Now your body kind of gets a little dragged down. You got to react. I will say I spoke with Sam Aiken after practice, mm-hmm. the special teamer out of Buffalo, mm-hmm. and he's okay being termed a special teamer.
As he should. Yeah. You know, whatever role you're given on this team, that's what you got to accept.
I got to tell you, if you can carve out, I mean, he's already been in the league, I believe, 5 years, maybe six.
You can carve out. The average is what, 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, you can call me whatever you want to call me when I'm collecting my pension in 40 years.
Absolutely.
So any other notes out of practice that you had, Eric?
You talked about talking with Sam Aiken. I had a chance to talk to the new tight end, Marcus Pollard, who it took a while for me to get to talk to him because he was working after everyone had left the field. He was still out there with some of the ball boys working on the jugs machine, just working on catching passes. And you'd think a guy who's had a reputation for being in pass-catching offenses with Peyton Manning, Matt Hasselbeck in Seattle, he's built his reputation on catching the ball. I asked him about that afterwards when he finally came off the field, and he said, hey, you know what? I've been in this league for 14 years for a reason. I'm not taking anything for granted. I still have to work on my skills every day. Especially
still has to compete.
Still has to compete. He's like, there are some good talented tight ends on this team. I'm not taking anything for granted. He also asked him about blocking because he showed some good technique in blocking out there a few times. He said, yeah, that's the other thing, too. He also said he's actually more proud when he gets praised for his blocking because he says that tends to get overlooked when you're a tight end. Everyone wants to go with the glory numbers.
Tell Fred Kirsch to talk to him. He'll have all kinds of pride because Fred Kirsch, PFW Zone, has been raving about Pollard's blocking mm-hmm. so far in one-on-one and pass pro in different points in camp. And I got to tell you, I haven't seen it myself, but if he is blocking at a high level, then he's got a great chance to make this team.
Absolutely.
Because if he can carve out a role as both a blocking tight end and have, you know, obviously the option to be used in the passing game, mm-hmm. then right there is in all likelihood your third tight end.
The other note I wanted to pass along was in the passing game, whether it was 7-on-7 or the full 11-on-11 during two-minute drill, Tom Brady's favorite target most of the day was number 10, Jabbar Gaffney.
Yes.
Guy was getting open all over the place.
And taking reps at both in the slot and on the outside.
Number two, exactly.
So continues to sort of show the versatility to play all the positions, which I think is his greatest strength. You know, if anybody goes down or anybody, you know, even if it's a cramp in the middle of a game to Randy Moss, okay, boom, you're playing for Moss. Moss comes back, you need to slide into the slot, whatever. I think that's his greatest strength is the ability to play all those spots, make plays, his route running at all three levels.
Right. I'm just impressed that he, after all this time, is still able to get so wide open, even on his own team, against his own teammates, because mm-hmm. they know what he brings to the table. We see other defenses leave him alone because they're worrying about Welker and Moss and everyone else out there, but he gets it done, and he got it done today a lot.
Patriots got it done today. Outside, the crowd enjoyed it. Quick note to fans, both practices tomorrow, Gillette Stadium, are closed to the public, so I urge you to check patriots.com for written updates. Unfortunately,
And the blog.
Unfortunately, we will not have a podcast on tomorrow because the chaos has hit Gillette Stadium here. The Kenny Chesney crew and the Country Music Festival. Just absolute chaos outside. the radio studio. Roadies everywhere, speakers, boxes. Yeah. It's just a madhouse, and they're still almost 24 hours from the concert. So while unfortunately we won't have the audio updates, check back. Eric Scalavino will be here both sessions, Bill Belichick's press conferences, news and notes from the field, player interviews. If it happens, Eric's expert eyes will bring it to you. Until then, this is Andy Hart for Eric Scalavino.
For Christ's sake.
Checking out, and we'll talk to you again on Sunday following another set of double sessions.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.